There is promising new research for amputees. Patients who have had arms or legs removed tend not to have much control over their artificial limbs, but an experimental new surgery has amputees feeling the presence of their missing fingers and hands, so their brains can help them control prosthetic limbs. The research is being done at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, outside of D.C., and Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital in Boston. Gideon Gill has been reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Gideon.
Hi there, Scott. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Now, you open your piece with an Iraq war veteran who has what's called the phantom hand. Tell us about him.
Yes. So Jerry Majedich was seriously wounded in Iraq in a bombing in 2005 and lived with a lot of pain for 15 years before deciding to undergo this operation last year. After having this new kind of amputation, he's now is able to feel as if his fingers and hand are still there. I opened the piece by writing about a surgeon talking to him and asking him questions. Can you give me a thumbs up? You know, I was there watching this, and it seemed like a weird question to be asking a man without a hand. But in fact, it made perfect sense to Jerry because of the way this procedure is done, in his mind's eye, he is actually sensing that there's a hand and fingers there.
Wow. And tell me a little bit more about this kind of amputation surgery. It kind of allows or restores this connection between the brain and the muscles?
Yes. So it restores this sense that we call proprioception. And this is the sense you have that allows you to know where your limbs are in space without looking at them because of our sense of proprioception. And that comes about because we have receptors in our muscles that pick up, that send signals to the brain about what the muscles are doing. But that relies on pairs of muscles being connected together. That is what allows for this sense of proprioception to happen. So in a standard amputation, the connections between the muscles are cut and not reconnected. But this new procedure, which was pioneered at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and also by engineers at MIT, they've learned to reconnect the muscles and reestablish this sense of proprioception.
Wow. This is remarkable, and I have a little of my own experience in this department. I had cancer in two parts of my shoulder back in my 20s. And back then, the miracle of modern medicine was having surgery to remove the tumors, save the arm, avoid amputation. Does this suggest the idea of amputation as failure is changing?
Yes, this is really one of the very exciting things that's emerging from this, is that just as plastic surgery has been done for many years to reconstruct limbs, amputation is now being viewed as something that can actually be reconstructive and restore very good function.
Wow, that's remarkable. And you end your piece so well with the promise of this patient, perhaps eventually as this technology moves on, to be able to use his prosthetic hand to reach out and hold hands with his wife. Remarkable. Gideon Gill is with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.